Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on January 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanelo Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the tense political situation in Zimbabwe.
Some Zimbabweans say the country now resembles a war zone, as armed soldiers and police are beating up and arresting people at will in most parts of the country. Today on Twitter, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reacted to a video released by Sky News showing a local person being beaten up by state security agents in full view of members of the public. The president said the soldiers and police involved in the beating should be arrested.
This comes at a time when some organizations like Amnesty International, Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, and others are calling on Mnangagwa to stop the attacks as opposition activists have gone into hiding in fear of their lives.
Regrettably, the soldiers are said to be raping women and looking for members of various organizations who organized a paralyzing nationwide strike over the high cost of living. At least 12 people died and over 600 were locked up during and after the protest 2 weeks ago. The accused, including Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag campaign, are facing charges of attempting to remove a constitutionally elected government.
Against this background, we have to be accountable for what is going on in Zimbabwe, as Mnangagwa has called for dialogue while state security agents are causing havoc in the country.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yes, uruga ndabalingani njani lapilikona endaweni zijeneyo zeZimbabwe. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi sibili kule ngqabangqoza xa sikhangele zombusazwe. Siyabona ukuthi abantu lokhu behlukuluzwa libutho lamapholisa. Abanye sibili bathathwe ezindlini batshaywe sibili, abanye bayivalelwa. Kuthi ke abanye abalimeleyo bayalelwe lokuthi bahambe ezibhedlela. Kusenzakala konke lokhu, siyakwazi ukuthi kulomuntu okumedinga ukhangele engumnikazi welizwe kumbe ngithi enguye okhokhela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi kambe yena kwenzani ngakho khonokho, njalo lebandla elibusayo lalo lenzani ngakho khonokho, kambe yiba batshela ibutho ukuthi litshaya abantu kumbe amapholisa ahlukuluza abantu. Sifuna uzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani khonokho konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhiphe umbiko kuTwitter lapho esithi kumele amasosha abonakale etshaya umuntu abotshwe. Amasosha la aphume sibili ekhahlela umuntu bemfaka amampama, bemgijimisa, bemfaka izankosi, into ezinjalo. So ukuthi hayi, abantu ababotshwe abayenze khonokho. Njalo ke usanda ukukhuluma ukuthi kumele kuphela kube le nkulumo okumele zibe khona, lokho kuthiwa yidialogue. Kambe nxa konke lokhu senzakala pho kumele kuye ngaphi, Baba Wande?
Nhasi tiri kuda kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Zvinhu zvahazvina kunyatsogadzikana sokunzwa nokuona kwatiri kuita. Vamwe vari kuti nyika mamiriro akaita yangofanana nenyika iri mukati mehondo, apo masoja namapurisa vachinzi vari kurova nokusunga vanhu madiro munyika. Uyezve nefenyuro yeSky News yakabudisa video yemapurisa vachirova vanhu vakanga vakaiswa simbi, vanhu vakangotarisa. Izvi hazvina kufadza mutungamiri wenyika, avo vaenda paTwitter nhasi vachiti zvanzi mapurisa kana masoja akanga achiita izvi achirova vanhu vanofanira kusungwa. Tinoda kuti titarise nyaya iyoyo tambobvunzurira kuti zvinokwanisika here kuti mapurisa namauto vasungane ivo vachinzi vari kuita zvinhu zvese izvi vakasangana. Izvi zviri kuitika panguva iyo mamwe mamwe masangano akaita se Amnesty International ne Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vachikumbira vamunangagwa kuti dene vamisa zviri kuitwa izvi uyezve kuti vanhu vemapato anopikisa vakahwanda vakwanise kubuda pachena vachiita mabasa avo samazuva ese. Masoja vari kunzi vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuti vari kubata madzimai chibharo and uye vari kutsvaga nhengo kana kuti vatsigiri vemapato akasiyana siyana vanonzi ndivo vakaronga kuratidzira kwakaitika svondo rapera. So kuziva kwatiri kuita iko zvino izvi, kune vanhu vanosvika gumi navaviri vanonzi vakafa uyezve mazana matanhatu evanhu vakasungwa panguva iyi.
Yes, so we see that even on Twitter, you know, many people are very, very active. And one of them is Nick Mangwana, who is in government. He says, our politics is now characterized by serious polarization, pitting those pro-establishment and those who are anti. Our country can do so much better if we refuse to surrender to the politics of polarization. We can't always be trying to stir something against each other. We are one. Then on Twitter again, there is Reverend Hussein Ismanda, who says, national dialogue must be built from regional dialogue, and it must be focused on the issues faced by ordinary Zimbabweans and not an elitist political pact. Then the Minister of Information has just released another Twitter here. It says, Magistrate Elijah Makomo today sentenced the arsonist who touched a Zupco bus along the Harare-Bulawayo Highway. Emmanuel Chari, who led the six-man team, was sentenced to 7 years, while his accomplices each got 5 years. So I think we have Mr. Kumbirai Mafunda, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. He will take us through some of these issues that we're talking about. Mr. Mafunda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, you know, give us your take on what is happening in Zimbabwe and then the human rights aspect as well.
I think it's there for everybody to see how it's worrying the deterioration in our country. It's actually a cause for concern, the clampdown on people's freedoms, the deprivation of liberty for the people of Zimbabwe, the heinous crimes being committed, which I'm shocked that some people are now being shocked for the moment just because Sky News has now showed those images. But these are things that we are living with in Zimbabwe. We have been living with these things for a couple of years. We've been living with these abuses for a couple of days ever since the crackdown started about a fortnight ago on the 14th of January. These are the things that Zimbabwe is enduring. And one would say if those things captured by Sky News during the day, what about other atrocities and other abuses which are committed during the evening when no one is there to witness or record that?
From your point of view, how has the government responded? Are they in doing things in a manner that impresses you? Do you have any hope that things will be settled, especially if we look at the human rights violations aspect of it? Are you happy with what is happening?
We have expressed our concern regarding the conduct of government, that this is not the conduct of a responsible government. This is not the conduct of a democratic government. We believe that the government has abdicated its duty of protecting its citizens. We believe that the government has abdicated its duty of enforcing the constitution and its provisions in Zimbabwe. We believe that Zimbabweans are suffering, are being subjected to unprecedented abuses. And we believe that this government has failed the people of Zimbabwe. It doesn't have the interests of its citizens at heart.
So now, looking at what is going on in the country right now, who has to be accountable for all these kind of, atrocities that have been committed? And if there is one person who has to be accountable, what should happen to him because people are complaining bitterly, saying that you know, the nation has gone rogue, literally.
Indeed, like I'm saying, that we have to hold those in authority accountable. We have a government, isn't it? There's people who say that they are a government. So it's different with other countries or other regimes where we may not have a government. But in Zimbabwe, we have people who claim to be a government. So we have to hold the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa accountable. We have to hold those institutions, like the law enforcement agents, the police, to hold the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. They are all known these security, state security agents whom are seeing every day. Who has deployed these people to go on the streets? Who has deployed these people to be in our favor? Surely there's authority, there's command. So we hold the government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa accountable for whatever is happening in our country.
If we look at the aftermath, has your organization been able to make a tabulation of exactly how many people were killed and how many arrested or injured? Do you have any of those figures at all?
As I think as Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, we are part. We are also under attack, as you already know. You may have read today in the state-run newspaper, The Herald, whereby the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is being accused, together with Doctors for Human Rights and other non-government organizations, of being working to unseat a constitutionally elected government. I believe the only crime for the ladies and gentlemen at Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is to offer legal representation to people facing persecution, which I don't believe is actually trying to unseat a constitutionally elected government. We, as an organization, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, has been representing more than 600 or 700 people who need legal assistance in terms of those who are being, who are appearing in court charges, various crimes. Our ladies and gentlemen, our lawyers are responding to that. We are also part of a network of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, and which coordinates the work of human rights organizations in Zimbabwe, whom, as you may know, has indicated that according to their investigations and information they have, about 12 people have lost their lives as a result of the ongoing crackdown. They have indicated figures in terms of those who have been named, those who have been assaulted and tortured, like I'm saying. And this continues going on, as we have seen, as most people have even seen from the expose by the Sky News team. So a lot of violations are taking place in our country, in Zimbabwe. Like I indicate, that our lawyers are in court giving legal representation to people who need this legal representation. And I'm glad to advise that we have begun to see some results of the great work being done by our lawyers in Tade Hammers, the Andrew Maconis, the Beatrice Mtetwas, so many people, the Inetokos or Dube Kachonas, and other lawyers who have got some acquittals from people who are on trial.
Now, just your opinion, vamafunda, wamunofunga kuti chii chamunofanira kuti chamunoona kuti chingaitwe kana iya inonzi national dialogue inofanira kutangwa sei, chii chingafanira kuitwa apa kuti vanhu vataurirane?
I don't think this country, nyika yedu yakashoterwa national dialogue, kuti mumwe munhu angobvawo kwaangobvawo zvake ongosvikawo kuti angatiite national dialogue, nekuti kumusha kwaita manyamamire nerongo. Handifungi kuti inofanira kunge ichiprescribe ichinzi kumbirai Mafunda ati ngatichitaurirane. I believe that these are processes which Zimbabwe should have started engaging long back. We should not yet lost each other. Zinza tukuziya testes and that's how Roy and Bogataka Gampini could be Zaka Bendera Kupi, Guaipi, Goreti. Saka, and this one could depend on Nangango and a solution and put a new international dialogue to a solution. Zakana Kachosa Kutazana Kutarana. I think that Kusa Kutara Grima condition Kokuti Mano Kachimuti, Diano Sumgota, Natishi Tauzan. Ngatiwananei, ngatigori supposed ngatishanda tese semaZimbabwe kubva kumashure. Ngatibvunzanei kuti let's probe kuti tisike patakasvika apa zvakabva kupi, zvanga zvambodii. Hazvina kutanga nhasi zvinhu izvi, zvatanga muna January rezvinhu izvi. Gore rapera muna August hapana zvinhu zvatakaona.
kumashuro ku 2005 mara bachila tirakuiona towards ma pre election period zviza itika munyika yedu Zimbabwe wanayo Zimbabwe wanonganiwa takarasikirwa nawo wanonganiwa karo wanajisina mukoko wakasangana nei kumunyika yedu Zimbabwe chicha takaita takaita dialogue iri nezvavo handi takangonyara pichifuko takachenjera zvikuru so muri kuona kuti tine dambudziko rakati nyanyei munyika yedu Zimbabwe rekuti harinyangowi munhongoro wa tsvimbo pasi kuti dialogue zvotonaka kwete.
Chii chingakonzera kuti kusataurirana kuvapo sokuona kwamunoita imi muona sokuti mauto angabvuma here kuti hurumende namapata anopikisa vataurirane vabvumirane chimwe chinhu kuti nyika yenderere mberi munoona sokuti mauto angapindira here munyaya iyi?
Mauto must never be a factor munyaya dzematongerwo enyika kana tine kutonga kwakanaka kwejekerere. Mauto must never, ele mauto should never have been a factor mukutongwa kwenyika muZimbabwe. Akaunzwa nani? Akapinda sei matongerwo enyika mauto? Ngatizvibvunze izvo tozviziva handitika.
Mhm. Aiwa, murambe muri papo vamafunda, stay on the line, we'll be getting back to you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lawyers for human rights are very keen to see some movement of some sort. They are not very, you know, happy with the slow pace of things and the way the government is responding.
Mm-hmm.
But they are standing strong, and they are going to continue doing their work on behalf of those people who don't have proper legal representation. So that's what Mr. Mafunda has been saying now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now we've got people that are watching us right now. We've got Jeff Umaswanise, Nomsa Nekavana, Peter Tube, Matt Mark, Matiza, Melody Kolite Chuma, Etios Ndlovu, Baron Dex Ndlovu. All are saying, how are you guys? And we're watching here, including Kumbulani, Talumuzi Fuyane. And then we've got Norma Mapena, who's watching as well. So, guys, tell us this to me. Zelim lai zelo yenu. Nga wuti this la lele konapa. Wuti skoko pelasizu wuti litini wata balolu. Yes, this lo baba ge. We've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and a former member of parliament for Pelanda Mpopoma. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you people doing in Washington?
We are very well. So briefly, Mr. Chuma, so we see that there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe. And at the end of the day, today, Mr. Mnangagwa actually sent out something like a tweet, you know, saying, you know, the soldiers were seen, or let me say, state security agents were seen beating up people, beating up a person, you know, on video, should be punished. Was he not aware that there are some of these things that are happening in Zim?
Well, for starters, I think it must be clear on the mandate that soldiers have and the police force have on such occurrences like the disturbances that broke their country on the 14th of January. The Constitution actually then detects all those things. It guides us as to who is supposed to do what, when, and how. So what I find very appalling, and that what I would never agree with, is a situation whereby the police or the soldiers come out to the people and become heavy-handed and end up beating up people, and we end up having people losing life and limb. That should never be definitely allowed, because the Constitution clearly detects and states how things are supposed to be done. Yes, we do have occurrences where there is the use of violence and stuff like that, and once that happens, there must be an engagement of minimum force. And by minimum force, definitely we are not talking of a killing of people, shooting live bullets of people. It is not in the details of the Constitution.
But why is it happening, Chuma? Chuma, why is it
in the details of government?
Why is it happening right now, Chuma? It seems as if this thing is happening and some people are actually ignoring it. So in that kind of scenario, why would the government allow that to go ahead?
I will tell you one sad part about this whole thing that is taking place right now in Zimbabwe.
Mm.
We have people that are banned into real time in Zimbabwe's image so much that anything can be done and anything is possible. The president is one who issues out a directive for military to intervene and go out into the street. But you find that the military is in the street and the president has not issued that. Then you begin to ask yourself, who then is the force behind that? And this is what Zimbabwe needs to really look at and investigate. Because unfortunately, there are people that are bent into making sure that this new republic of Zimbabwe, the second republic of Zimbabwe, this new disposition shall not work at whatever cost. Because either when it works, they'll become redundant and irrelevant, and therefore they might then have their sources of income drying out and down. And there are some people who are just plain evil and demonic and satanic. Because I want to pose a question to you there in the studio. Why would the president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, go out there and say Zimbabwe is open for business, and then as a backyard there keep on killing people and stuff like that?
Okay, Mr. Chuma, that question. Siyakubona Chuma, ngicela ufake ngesindebele khonokho ke, ngiyakunika 1 minute uphendule utshela abantu ngesindebele.
Right. Engikutshoyo nangu baba, uthi mina into engimangazayo ukuthi kona uPresident Emmerson Mnangagwa Mnangagwa uyaphuma phandle ngathi ayothi kona iZimbabwe ivulekile kubona abantu bezoyenza ibhizinisi kiyo. Kodwa usibona ngapha ku-background ngapha emuva ngapha abantu batsha babulawa. Kumele umuntu uhamba njani ngoba angiboni ukuthi yinto eyenziwa ngu-president wethu ubaba Mnangagwa. Bakhona abanye abantu abayinto ekuganga phakathi khonapha abafuna ukuthi ingxabaniso. Ukuthi kungabi lokuzwana, kungabi lokuphucuka nokuthuthuka kwezwe lethu ngoba besazi ukubana ilizwe lethu lingathuthuka bona imisebenzi yabo siphelile, abasela relevance, abasadingakali. So ngakho-ke sebezathela konke abangakuthela ukuthi into le ingasukumi, ingasebenzi. And khona kuyo ubuhlungu ngento yethu eZimbabwe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Juma. Sizwe-ke uMafunda ephendule umbuzo lo, siyabukela futhi kuJuma. Yes, uMafunda ngizwe ngani ufuna ureacta to what Juma say.
Vamafunda munofungei nezvataurwa navachuma? Vamafunda muripo?
Ashorwi kuonawo kwavo ndozvo vari kuonawo from pawakamira vari, asi maonerero vakasiyana havo.
Pane zvavataura zvamusinga vabvumirani nazvo here?
Hongu, tine zvakawanda zvatingabvumirana nazvo, nekuti tanzwa nenyaya yemapromisi, tanzwa nenyaya yekungopromiswa kunzi mutungamiri wenyika wedu wari committed kune zvakati. Ndo wakauya wakatiudza wega kuti zvaapo izvi zvakunzi Second Republic, zvaapo izvi zvakunzi New Dispensation. Saka handizivi kuti makabvunzawo zvezvagwa zvemuZimbabwe kuti kabva kucholo cholo pane kwavhumbunu kwamudenda, tikaenda Mount Darwin, tikaenda kunkai kwatamandai kuchipinge, wangazvitaura here kuti tiri munew dispensation?
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafunda. You can maybe translate just briefly.
Yes, Mr. Mafunda is saying that you know that's the way Mr. Chuma sees the situation. Mm-hmm. But as for them, you know, it's challenging us to, you know, inquire from the citizens. Mm-hmm. What do they really think about what's going on? Because he says that the people are tired, mm-hmm. and it was the president himself who made all these declarations, and now you know, we don't see any results. Mm-hmm. And that the situation, you know, is getting a little bit worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And these are the targets that the president set himself, which are failing to mature. Yes.
So let's start again. Ubaba osecingweni lapha sizo ukuthi Slobani, kunjani kunapha ecingweni mfowethu? Yes, Slobani ecingweni, ibizo igama lesibongo mfowethu.
Usanda ezombe.
Yey, Sipanda kunjani baba?
Ndichana ndichana.
Yey, nathi udaba esikhuluma ngalo Sipanda lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokuthi poke njengoba abantu behlukuluzwa kangaka kusenzakala konke lokhu, omelti nganguye okhangela ukuthi akwenzakala imbani. Njalo kunxa ukuthi kusenzakala kumele sibambe ubani sithi uzibani nguye okwenza lokhu.
Alright, ngiyakuzwa sibili kodwa bengifuna ukuthi mina okokuqala kumele sibuyele emuva sibone ukuthi into yonke leyi siyabona ukuthi i-blame yonke sifuna ukuyifaka kuZANU-PF.
So izanu ye enganeza kona. Yeah. Kubeka.
Bona ngani yiyo esiyenza ukuthi kube le division elizweni ngoba nasikhangela sisibela kwa ngale before election. Abantu laba bayenza ukuthi kusenziwe i-election yangikhona kuhambe ku-election abantu bevele bengasathembi okwakusenziwa i-vet. So okwakusenziwa i-vet kwakwakhweshelwa ngabantu kakhulu saya kuma-election laphana soku-announce ama-results futhi abantu i-ZANU-PF yaphuza uku-announce ama-results kwenza ukuthi abantu babe divided bangasayithembi sayabona umsindo lwani waba khona ngemva kokubana ama-results engasa-announce. Sathola ukuthi kwaba nokulwa khathesi sibona ukuthi amashophu ne-demonstration day abantu batshontshele emashophu babulela amashophu i-ZANU-PF siyenza ukuthi abantu bathwale nzima babe sebebona ngathi abanikazi bamashophu yibo ababadibisela izinto nasebezenziwe selecaphukile sokumele ukuthi balwe labantu bamashophu konke khonokhu senziwa ukuthi abafuni kulalela sibona ama-doctors e-strike babe bezithumela bengani bayakhuluma labo kodwa bengakhulumi labo basuka lapho bathi sebebaxotha umsebenzi khonokhuyani kubaxotha umsebenzi kwenza ukuthi kungani kube le division ama-doctor kukhanya ngathi akafuneke lapha abantu wonefuna but ukuthi i-government ilungise ama-problems abo ayiwalungisi khathesi ukulwa lokho kube khona khathesi ama-workers ayakhuluma ukuthi kasathola imali but i-ZANU-PF yabe lokhu isithi khangela ubone abantu kumele bakhulume ngokuthula but ama-doctors akhulume ngokuthula azange sibone kubanceda ngalutho lanamhlanje lokhu bedubeka laba sebekhulumile baze bangenela abanye balwa still futhi akubancedi lutho kodwa yabe lokhu isithi buyani sinegotiate but yona indaba ingaboni ukuthi abantu baphakathi kodubo ibalungisele bona udubo abaphakathi kwabo.
Yes, yawuzwa kakhulu ke mdaweni ungathina lokusasa sibongele mdaweni he
yeah,
yeah, so that is Mr. Mdaweni is in Njombe. He's saying that ZANU-PF is to blame for all this that is happening in the country. And he says, you know, the government is saying people must actually stage some peaceful protests. But he says, for example, the doctors went on strike and they're doing this peacefully, but nothing was done to address their grievances. So the government is not sincere. So at the end of the day, he's blaming everything on ZANU-PF. What do we have in terms of people?
Yeah, we have a few messages here, quite a number, actually. This one is from Mr. Robert Moffat. We're saying Joseph Chuma cannot exonerate Emmerson Mnangagwa because the latter, as president, is the sole authority in government to deploy military. He cannot claim that ED does not know what the soldiers are doing. Yes, and then there's Bunyaradzi Makeche Arukuti Mnangagwa must be accountable for all the killings that are happening in the country. And Sungwe Anoti, since 1980, ZANU-PF has had some episodes of violence against citizens. Sometimes they stage events just to find an excuse to kill. Those are... And Mnirat Bagejo goes on to say... no, this one is not clear. Courtney Cotiano to Vanvakada Shura, Nema Soja, and Kunyepa. The United Nations yapindao AU nesadek varukufarira kutambura kwevanhu veZimbabwe. So those are some of the messages that we have for now, and we'll check some more in a little while.
Yes, we've got Teddy Stingani Pango, who sent us a message on Facebook. And remember that we're live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. And then Teddy says, I don't think Zimbabwe will ever be back again in terms of our lives, as long as the army is doing all these kind of things. And then Matiza says, who deployed the soldiers and why is happening now? It's a shock if the president says he doesn't know what has been happening. He's trying to cool the world. So those are what the people are saying. So now, let's go back to Mr. Mafunda, then we'll go to Mr. Chuma. So let's, Mr. Mafunda first.
Don't you have the caller?
No, the caller is actually... We talk to the caller.
Okay.
Yes. So, Mafunda first. So, Mr. Mafunda, now, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe in this case? And in terms of accountability, and, you know, you guys, you are, you know, fighting for human rights. So, at the end of the day, can the ICC take some of these things? or is still, you know, not clear what is going on in Zim?
I think from what you're saying, that the way forward lies with the cessation to the assault on people's freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
This just has to stop. This is unacceptable, and I think it has brought our country to a level where we are making ourselves not only a lasting stock, but the commission of these atrocities is something which is regrettable. And something which we do not expect that it would happen. You have spoken then about the accountability in terms of deployment of the defense forces.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution of Zimbabwe in Section 213 is very clear to say only the president as commander-in-chief of the defense forces has the power to authorize the deployment of the defense forces, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the political accountability for deployment of defense forces in Section 214. Where the Constitution provides that the President must cause Parliament to be informed promptly and appropriately for the reasons of their deployment. Has the President done this in terms of himself, in terms of being accountable to Parliament on the deployment of soldiers? We have seen the deployment of soldiers ever since President Mnangagwa came on board. Twice now, isn't it? August 2018 and January 2019. Has this happened, my brother, in terms of political accountability for the president himself? Not for him to turn up today and indicate that I regret the incident which I have seen on Sky News. Just because Sky News has broadcasted this shameful act, and this is the whole reason why some of us as journalists, some of us as Zimbabwe lawyers or human rights, as Mr. Zimbabwe, we've always been talking about the opening of the airwaves, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where we have said that this whole thing of wanting not to open airwaves, not wanting to bring in new players in the broadcasting industry, is because some people want to hide these things, isn't it?
Thank you so much. Just 1 minute, Mr. Chuma. It seems as if we've seen a lot of videos. One of the videos shows a woman without her top being tracked by the police. The second one is what Mr. Mfunda is referring to. Some state security agents beating up a handcuffed Zimbabwean. And then we've got some pictures that we have here showing people that have been shot, people that have been brutalized, and all those things, beatings and shootings. Do you mean that really soldiers and the police are not doing all these things, Mr. Chuma?
Well, I cannot come out and say that soldiers and police are not doing that because I don't have the proof if they're not doing that or they're doing that. But what I want to say is that if they are doing that and if there are videos that show them doing that, those people must definitely be brought to book and the law must definitely take its course. And they must face the harshest punishment ever, so that we set a precedent for other soldiers. This as he play against the one. But these are human beings. These are citizens of Zimbabwe, and the soldiers and the police took an oath to protect these very same people that they are brutalizing. That's why I'm saying that it is not a voluntary stance. It is not it's not supposed to be a government stance. Whatever is happening, and I want to repeat this. Let us really, really look deep down into this thing. There is something cooking. There is something happening. And I tell you, one day, we'll talk on this very same station, then you say, yes, Joseph Chuma, you're correct. Yes, what was happening? I'm telling you, there is something behind the scenes that is really definitely happening. This is not the way that things are supposed to be done. And if ever there's anybody who has got that kind of evidence, please bring it out and even take it out to those media houses outside so that these people are shown and we see them so that the law then takes its course, because we cannot have our sisters raped. We cannot have our brothers killed. We can't have people being beaten up willy-nilly just like that. It cannot happen. So why it is happening, I don't know. And we need to get deep down the root cause of this.
Thank you.
Mr. Chuma, earlier on you alluded to some people who are trying to tarnish the image of the government. would you happen to have any idea as to who these people might be?
Right. Let me give you one practical example. I just want to give you my way of thinking right now.
If I was an advocate Nelson Chamisa, and these elections they've gone where they've gone, and if I really loved my people that I want to lead, I was going to stand up and say, right, CD, you've won, okay, you formed the government, fair and fine. I am going out there, and I'll go to America, because they understand me as Advocate Nelson Chamisa, they understand my party as NDC, and I'll go there and petition them, look guys, let us all go back to Zimbabwe and help my brothers and sisters that I want to leave, because they are suffering under this rule. And so let's go, let's pick up the sanctions, let's pick up the data, let's go even with a money to go and help Zimbabwe, and we're going to monitor it and make sure that we make noise, so that the Zimbabwe government, if it's corrupt and tries to eat this money, we're going to bring that to light. And then America, Britain, Europe, everybody will come into Zimbabwe behind me as Advocate Nelson Chamisa to come and alleviate the suffering of the people that I want to lead so much. And then when the people see all that, even the ZANU-PF people that are in Zimbabwe now, I'm sure could actually turn around and support and vote for Advocate Nelson Chamisa, because I am telling you now, everybody is suffering across the across the divide. ZANU-PF cadres are suffering, MDC cadres are suffering. So if I am people that can listen to me in America, in Europe, wherever, why can't I go there and bring them into Zimbabwe to make Zimbabwe more workable and create jobs for the people? And the people will be seeing that, okay, this is being done by Advocate Nelson Chamisa, who loves the people. Why are we keeping on throwing spanners into the works?
Yeah,
because we are seeing that this vehicle, once it starts working and it starts moving, we are dead and finished and buried.
Okay, Mr. Chuma, we'll get back to you in a minute. We have a caller on the line. Makadini?
So that was Mr. Mashongane. He's a regular caller, Studio 7 caller. So now he's saying in Chikwalakwala, people are being beaten up by soldiers and the police. They've actually camped somewhere and they continue beating up people there. So he says the situation is bad.
Yeah.
Maybe let's go to Mr. Mafunda and ask him one or two questions.
Mafunda, manzwa zvanga zvitaurwa izvi tokuda kunzwa pane pfungwa dzenyu. Manzwa zvitaurwa navachuma kuti denyo vachamisa vamhanya manya vachienda kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vachikumbira rubatsiro naapo naapo. Ibasa reopposition reiro rinotaurwa navachuma kana kuti ibasa rinofanira kutowa nehurumende, munopaona sei?
Kurune kuti tinenge tiri kutaura zvakafanana, ndanzwa vachuma vachishushikana vachibvuma kuti wana wa Zimbabwe wari kushungurudzwa wari kuziziva asi wari kushaya kuti zviri kuitwa nani ndokutaura kwaita vachoma hongu tafara kuti tine rimwero ipapo kuti wari kuzoonawo kuti zvitika zvakaipa asi chatiri kuchema nacho ndicho chekuti chavataura chekuti vachamisa vaende uko neuko hongu ichishuwa chavachoma hatingachishori asi isusu tinoziva kuti tinoziva kuti vari kufamba vachipedza nyika repasi rose muZimbabwe ndiva munangagwa hakuna kwavasina kusvika nguva diki diki yavasvika waenda kwese kumarussians waenda kwese wakatuma vana naSB moyo wakatuma vanhu vakati wandei kuna naamerica wakatuma vanhu vakati wandei kuna nauk kubritain chaiko kuswitzerland kwavagara vachienda so tinodavira kuti basa iroro vari kuriita rekuenda kunokumbira rubatsiro kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe ibatsirikane asi iwo patawo vega nehurumende yavo ndiwo aratidza kuti hawana hanya nevana veZimbabwe nekuti kudai vange nehanya nevana veZimbabwe zvavanotaura wachikunze kwenyika uko nezviri kuitika munyika munomu zvakasiyana zvikuru saka tiri kunyunyuta tiri kuchema chema zvikuru kuti hongu tinonzwa vachitaura nyaya dzekuti tibvisire masanctions vananhingina nhingi varunzi vakaisa masanctions munyika yeZimbabwe asi zvaitika izvo munyika izvi zvataura zvega kuti masanctions ane wana veZimbabwe masanctions atiri kuisirwa nehurumende yedu kunyepa here
He does not think that is the responsibility of the opposition, or particularly Mr. Chamisa, to go around the world asking for this and asking for that. But he's also acknowledging that from all this time, we have seen Mr. Mnangagwa going almost everywhere in the world with the same message, asking for the same things and things like that. But then he is at least, he acknowledges at least that one of the truthful things that Mr. Chuma has said is that the people of Zimbabwe are suffering across the board. So on that, he says they are in agreement.
Yes, so I'll pose a question later to Mr. Chuma, because people are mocking this Zimbabwe is open for business mantra. And they're saying Zimbabwe is open for terror. He's going to answer, respond to that. So maybe let's take a caller.
Parunare, parunare, magadi niko parunare apu.
Jiripo maradio.
Jiripo, edu. Tiriku taura nani uye murikupi?
Tiriku South Africa, mojora na Makwamba.
Makwamba.
Yebo.
Tipe uwa panifungwa zeyinu enye ya tiriku taura hii.
Nihe mamisara, nga ita zendi pindure wa chumba. Vachuma kana makasirira dambudziko riri muZimbabwe harisi rachamisa danhu vava kuti vanga tichamisa ngaaende kupi kuti anoita sei dambudziko ndere gavhumendi iripo iripo zamuiki ngaibve ende vamunanodzi vanofamba vachiti Zimbabwe open for business open for business sei inini muchitaurira pamhepo kuti mutungamiri wenyika asi hausi kuziva kuti kune vanhu vari kufa munyika kune vanhu vari kurohwa hauzvizivi unotozviita zvekuzoonera kunze kwenyika chareo mainvestor zvacho anouya sei munyika ine vanhu vakadzungaira kudai
ndofunga vari kuzvinzwa vachuma
one two toenda zvipamazuva apfuura paizi kwanzi pane tabirwa zvombo munyika neuniform vanhu ndivo vari kuita izvi kana mainvestors acho akatarisa anoti tiri kuendepi munyika ine vanhu vakadai kanavo vachuma vari kuva future yezanup f iri papi pane ramangwana rezanup f kana 2023 unoudza vanhu uchiti kudii unokambira muchidza vanhu kuti kudii
vari kuzvinzwa vachakupindura
kana vachida kusolva problem ngavabvusia zvemdc ngavangotanga patambudziko ragadziriswa riri zanupf kuti vamunangabva kana vachikwanisa kuti vabve kana kuti vaite sei ngavatonere plani please vanhu vanzwa nekutambura kana zvinhu zvinobuda kuskinet ivoko chazvikuona uregaudze kuskinet vachiudzwa nevanhu muzimbabwe vanenge vachitaura kuti aiwa masoja asi kudaro asi izvi zvazobuda pachina manje saka future zanup f iri papi kana zvakadai
hai tinotenda zvikuru tichapa mukana kuna vachuma kuti vapindure zvamataura tinotenda namashoko enyu thank you so much Dube. The gentleman is saying that he does not agree with what Mr. Chuma said, because this is not Chamisa's issue. That's what he's saying. And he is also saying that it's the government, it's the president himself who runs around the world saying that Zimbabwe is open for business. At the same time, while people are dying at home, what kind of message is that? And how does he expect people to understand or accept that? He also goes on to mock the excuse of stolen arms. So he's saying that what message are they sending to investors that the army can be robbed of arms, so many important and dangerous arms? What message is that sending to the investors? And lastly, he says that they should leave the MDC alone, because this is a ZANU-PF failure, and if he were to make any decision for them, he would first of all get rid of Mnangagwa and find somebody else to lead ZANU-PF.
Right, let's go to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Chuma, before you respond to some of those issues, let me put another basket on your head. One of the issues is the armed men that were said to be in Zimbabwe during the protests in August. You know, there were reports that there were some armed people who actually shot people. And then after the Motlanthe Commission, let me say, the results of the Motlanthe Commission indicated that, you know, soldiers actually killed people. But initially, there were reports that there were some armed people who were just shooting, you know, protesters. And then secondly, we had an issue about Kukuraundi, in which the former president, Robert Mugabe, said it was a moment of madness. And he pretended, I guess from other sources, he pretended as if he didn't know what was going on. And now we've got this issue, people saying that, you know, these soldiers are not doing anything. They're just, you know, talking any other thing. It seems as if there's a lot to hide here, Mr. Chuma. Why is the government hiding what is going on?
Well, that's why I initially said that it is of paramount importance to gather as much evidence as we can so that we identify these perpetrators of violence, both sides, the civilian side and the army and police side as well. We need to identify these people without, with all certainty to say, this is a blessing, you know, this is so-and-so, this is Joseph Chuma doing this and that. Not just generalize this kind of thing. So that we can then now come back to unlock the puzzle that I am talking about. You say, who is fooling who here? Who is making this thing almost ungovernable? Who is making Zimbabwe be at a standstill instead of moving forward? And so once we establish that, we'll then begin to have direction and see the light to what is really taking place right now.
So in terms of arms of war being stolen from soldiers, can that happen in Zim, really?
Well, I heard about it, that the people broke into the police station and stole, uniforms and arms of war as well and stuff like that. So that could be another possibility. We saw how violent people can be, and we know that each and every person inside them, there's a devil lying low, just waiting to be unleashed. And when that devil is unleashed, anybody can be dangerous at any time. That's why everyone who moved the motion last week can open. It's not about the people that are moving, even if they are going to be water. So we'll never really know what really transpired. But I can tell you, if those arms were stolen, if those uniforms were stolen, then definitely some people might have used them, some and some. We have seen even when things were calm, we have read stories in newspapers of people being caught wearing police uniforms, soldiers' uniforms, and committing armed robberies and stuff like that. So these things can happen. But what I'm simply saying is that we do not condone such acts, whether from the police or the soldiers, whether from civilians. It is wrong. It should never happen.
Thank you, Chuma.
Definitely, we should find out and pick out those companies.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Thank you so much, Baba Chuma. Sikusithathe umlaleli ecingweni. Kunjani khonapha ecingweni, Mnumzane?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm Ananda speaking from South Africa. Thank you for picking up my call. Let me quickly put my comment over this issue and the solution that I thought is going to help the Zimbabweans.
Yes.
If we are to put our heads together, mm-hmm. I hear what is the two of your guests, the way they are commenting. I'm happy that today is a nice debate because this is what we want when we need a debate. You need to hear the two sides, to hear also all the sides.
Yes.
Now, I just want to draw the Zimbabwean a little bit back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to highlight to get the people food for thought. Sometime
yes.
early in the 90s, there was a little bit of confusion of who is going to take over when Comrade Mugabe retired.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of talk, and that has caused quite a number of people in the ZANU-PF, including the former chairman of Masvingo Province, Sekamai Mavaire, mm-hmm. was expelled from the party. And during that course, there was a lot of comparison that I think Simba Makoni could be the best. Some were saying Mutasa, some were saying Sidi Sekeramai. Mm-hmm. All these people are the big wigs of the former people of Zanupia. At the same time, Comrade Mnangagwa, even if his name was Chichari, he was having a lot of people who were denouncing him. Fair enough. Come in the toward the 2000s, when Comrade the former Vice President Comrade Joyson Juru voted into power, the idea was also to say, I think the better person is Joyson Juru.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the president, when he was coming from Sadat in Tanzania that time, he supported immediately the airport. And that cannot be a surprise today, even if, let me come and let me just quickly jump into the latest one.
Yes, 1 minute, yes. Go ahead.
MDC was formed in 1999. When MDC was formed, we know the leadership until today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the former head of that party, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai, passed away, he left Chamisa as an appointee together with Mr. Elias Mubiru, the former mayor of Harare. Now, the person who was elected by Congress was Tsoko Zangwe. They played a coup to show that people are not united in the country for the fact that this tribe can never be lead the country.
Yes, so the bottom line
finally,
is, what is your point
finally,
here? Yes, what is your point?
Yes, huh? the bottom line is, finally, we know the country, when it was taken over from President Mugabe, that the current president who is sitting there, Comrade Mnangagwa,
mm-hmm.
has never been given an opportunity to restore order in the country and to bring peace and sanity and to bring hope for the people. All what we saw is about denouncing. It's about denouncing and demonizing, Comrades and friends in Zimbabwe, I'm calling upon you. Zimbabweans have never been traditionally a violent nation to an extent of what we see today. We used to see those things, maybe to some other African states. Although we want to have some disturbances in the 80s, I'm appealing from the Zimbabweans, Comrade President, with immediate effect. I would want you to call the civic society, the Doctors Association, the Human Rights Organization, the political, all the leaders, not everybody. Anyone to do with the country, please look up yourself in a conference, come up with a solution.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mananda. Thank you. Thank you so much,
United.
Mr. Mananda.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that is Mr. Mananda.
Mm.
But then we are left with about 5 minutes. So in this last 5 minutes, let's just briefly ask these gentlemen, what's the way forward?
That's very important.
That's right.
So like, maybe, like the gentleman who just came up, he acknowledged,
he acknowledged
that this is important, dialogue,
yeah,
people sharing ideas and things like that.
So let's go to Mr. Mafunda.
Mr. Mafunda, given the situation, kuimira kwakaita zviniko zvinezvi, imimi chamunofunga kuti chingave nani kuti tiendere mberi chii? What do you think is the way forward? What should we do kuti zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka kubva iko zvinezvi, nekuti zvirikuramba zvichingoenda zvichingodzika? Saka imunofunga kuti chii chinofanira kuitwa kuti nyika ienderere mberi?
Tinotenda, and sezvandambotaura pekutanga kuti hazvinyanyonetsa kuZimbabwe kungodzoka kumunonzi muchirongo kuti mabasics. Handiti tine bumbiro remutemo rinotaura pasection 3, founding values and principles dzemunyika yeZimbabwe: return to the rule of law, respect for fundamental human rights and freedoms, recognition of inherent dignity and worth of each human being, recognition of equality of all human beings, good governance. I think tikadzoka ikoko hazvizvi zvionetsa izvozvi, kungozvidzora ikoko. We need accountability. Gibbs, you have spoken about the issue to do with Bukura Hundi.
Yes.
Let's have accountability from those periods.
Mm-hmm.
This is the whole reason why we are in this trouble that we have. The people have been acting with impunity. People have been doing zvaanoda, Matilda Georgina, vachiziva kuti hapana zvaanoitwa. Ngatidzoke kuti let's have accountability. Those who have violated people's rights, those who have raped women, wakanganisira madzimai edu, hanzvadzi dzedu, vanasisu edu, vanamai vedu, ngavapiwe mitongo yavo, matanho ngaatorwe, tozoenda mberi. Ngative nekukoshesa vanhu, ngative nekutya nekukoshesa upenyu hwevanhu. Ngatibatane mune zvakanaka
vanaZimbabwe.
Hazvizvi zvinonetsa izvi, zvine zvidiki diki sereke. Asi ngatikudzane, ngatirembekedzane. Zvakataura kuti zvirimo mubindiro remutemo weZimbabwe, ngatiremekedze mitemo yenyika.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mfunda. Baba Chuma, you have got the last word.
Right. What I wanted to say is that I can see that a lot of people miss it this way. It's not the ruling party and government only that's supposed to go out and make sure that the Zimbabwe works. It is the duty of every Zimbabwean, every citizen of Zimbabwe, whether opposition or ruling. So it is definitely advocate Tamisa's responsibility as well to wait for the emancipation of the economy of Zimbabwe. Look where you are in America right now. The Republicans and the Democrats will always come together when it comes to America. They might differ in principle in terms of their party ideology. But when it comes to America, they come out guns blazing with one voice. And that's what we need to do as Zimbabwe. Let us put politics aside. Let us wear developmental caps and start thinking towards the sunset in Zimbabwe, because when it's poor for everybody, ZANU-PF or NDC. And when it's thriving, it is thriving for everyone, ZANU-PF and NDC. So once we start thinking like that, we'll become a better people. And definitely, let us not use people to conduct violence.
Thank you, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Maybe we end with SK Squill, who says, I suggest that any leader of Zimbabwe wants to be a president should go on probation before the person becomes the president of Zimbabwe. That's Quilly.
Yes.
So sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF, is a member of the ZANU-PF Central Committee, and Mr. Kumirai Mafunda, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. So now I think what we need to do maybe is to read one or two messages before we go finally, Mr. Wande. So can you read whatever you have there, so that we can wrap it up very nicely with those people.
Pane ma message akatwa ndee, but pane imwe ripana pa inobva kuna engineers Charuma anoti chinonetsa ndechekuti masoja akawanda akapinda nokuda kwemusangano weZANU-PF. Saka ndiyo zvimwe zviri kukonzera zvatiri kuona. Every soldier Nsunge comes back and says that every soldier who takes a gun from the armory, they sign for it and the bullets as well. An audit is done on return to base. So why is ED going to Russia to get more ammunition if he can't secure the ones he already have? Told them a bullet is a race too.
And then Tutuzi Gerald Mbofu says, I mean, I want to believe this is what I was saying. Anyway, we are signing off. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Chanonoka Wande. Until we meet again next time, take care and good night. Bye-bye.